Good afternoon, Los Angeles, and all of Southern California. I'm Farley Malaris, and you're listening to Astrological Metaphysical Radio, the phenomenon of the 80s. Also known as the Astrology Hour, on KFOX, 93.5 FM, your talk alternative. Greetings! Hello, Southern California, and welcome to another happy edition of Astrological Metaphysical Radio. So glad to be here. Happy, healthy, all my limbs and fingers and toes in place, my eyes, my ears, my nose. And I am truly blessed, as you are, too, if you have all your limbs and hopefully everything intact. Today's topic is on horary astrology. All right, a first-time topic. Horary astrology, spelled H-O-R-A-R-Y, is the practice of casting a chart for a time when a question is asked and using the birth chart as a means of finding an answer. The chart erected for the time of the question is known as the horary chart. So I'm going to stick my neck out because I know there's some horary experts that listen to the show and never ever claiming to be an expert in anything, just human, partial, alien. Welcome to the Astrology Hour. Horary astrology. Wow, this is an ambitious topic. You may be wondering where I get these topics at. Sometimes I wonder myself. I was sitting there going over my fantasies this morning, and I thought to myself, what topic would I like to hear on the radio? This is really, I think, really, seriously, between you, me, and the lamppost, and a few thousand people, whoever are listening, I think that horary astrology is almost kinky. Really, it's a serious. I'm not putting it down, but frankly, this is what I really refer to as major advanced topic. Major, major. I want you to know that horary astrology is not for the squeamish, and it's not for people that are beginners, and it's not for people that are looking for miracles. But if you want accurate, precise answers as to what's going on, then horary astrology is the answer. Let's give you a massive definition of what I feel a horary astrology is. And once again, it is the practice of casting a chart. What you can do is write down the date, time, and city of birth that you might ask the question, explaining to you the entity energy for that moment. So if you put it in terms of the question asked, a question like, will my business succeed? If I ask that question right now, boom, 12:11 p.m. on today's date, and you cast a chart, well, can you believe all the energy you would get, actually? I think Mars is exactly trine Jupiter. Mars is moving up to a conjunction to Saturn and Uranus. Jupiter is trine Saturn and Uranus. You got a moon trine Pluto. So obviously, the question is, should I start a business when you have a multiple abundance of trines, which is a tremendously positive dharmic influence? The answer to that question, I would say, would be yes. Go for it. Start the business and stop messing around here. So when you cast a chart for the time when a question is asked and use the birth chart as a means of finding an answer, like you don't want to propose to your lover during a void course moon wobble. And by the way, you know what? We're moving into moon wobble territory. I didn't announce it, but the moon wobble is actually beginning. And I would have to say that we just moved into it this last week. And as you know, sometimes brand new beginnings during new moon wobbles for major things like relationships and buying cars and houses can be filled with disappointment. But the moon wobble will peak on March the 13th when the sun is exactly conjunct north node in Pisces, and it'll follow to a week after that to March 20th. So we're in moon wobble territory right now, in case you wonder. But anyway, if you propose to somebody during a moon wobble, void course moon, Mercury retrograde, Venus square Mars, and Venus isn't quite squaring Mars, but it's out of aspect, then obviously, many times, the answer to that question would be no, because there wouldn't be a positive enough vibration around that question. Let's take a further look at horary astrology here. So, you cast a chart for a time when a question is asked, and using the birth chart as a means of finding the answer, the birth chart for this question, the chart erected for the time of the question is known as the horary chart. Now, the principle behind horary astrology is really very simple. Whenever a question is asked at a point in time, the answer to that question exists at the very same moment in time. So virtually any type of question can be addressed to the horary astrologer, and these are specialists. I mean, I don't claim to be a horary astrologer. There are some out there that are specialists, and the question might be, Should I undertake this endeavor? Will I receive my promotion? Where'd I place my lost earrings? Etc. And once the question is asked, then what the astrologer does, which I really love, okay, the astrologer draws up a birth chart for the exact moment of the inquiry, then interprets this birth chart that it's drawn up for the exact moment of that inquiry according to a very structured set of rules. Now, I don't claim to be an expert for these rules. Some astrologers actually even construct a chart for the time of their client's appointment and interpret it to see what type of issues will be brought up in the session. See, because every second, every microsecond on this planet is affected by a cosmic vibration from the universe. So every microsecond has a vibration or a pulse to it. If physicians applied this technique to their patients, for example, they might be able to learn about a new patient's medical condition before he or she even enters the office. Heavy. So going to see the doctor, actually, for a checkup and having the planet set right when you go can affect the analysis of what's going on with your health. Now, the rules for interpreting horary charts are quite different from the chart interpretation techniques that you might hear about on the Astrology Hour. And if you want to learn more about the subject of horary astrology, then I could probably suggest that you read a book on the subject or perhaps enroll in a correspondence course, because I think there are some books available on the subject at the Bodhi Tree. What I'm trying to provide for you here is a brief overview of some of the major branches of astrology occasionally here on the air, and I hope that you realize that there's far more to this subject than the newspaper columns and mass market books on astrology might let on. And frankly, astrology touches on virtually every aspect of human endeavor, and in each instance can be applied in some beneficial manner. As we approach the dawn of the Aquarian Age, for example, astrologers are hopeful that astrology's validity and value will be recognized by science and academia so that its many beneficial social applications may be experienced throughout the history of this planet from now on. So horary astrology, like I said, is a very complicated, complex, specialized area of astrology. Now, let's throw some hypothetical stones into the fire here, because I know a lot of your minds are just churning here. Let's say we take a date like March the 31st. Of 1988, which happens to be one of the finer days as far as vibration goes that I have seen in this decade, because we have a Virgo moon on that day in grand trine to Mars in Capricorn and Venus in Taurus, and then the biggest planets, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune, are all trine each other. Jupiter trine Saturn, trine Uranus, and trine Neptune. So three trines on Jupiter, and also Neptune sextile Pluto, which has been going on. That'll continue. So we are really shown, except for the Sun square Neptune on that day, which you can't expect everything to be perfect, but still it is very nice. Let's say you sat down and asked yourself, or asked somebody you loved, a bunch of critical questions, or went in for a consultation, went in to see a marriage counselor, or had a court date set. The purpose behind this show, I believe, or I feel, is to let you, the listener, know that there is an entity vibration that affects every second, which means every second has a birth point to it. When things are created, or when things are conceived, like if you conceived something right now in your mind, if you conceived a business or a residence change right now, and you cast a chart for this moment because you just got that idea right now, then you could take a look at that chart. The mistake people make is they look at a natal chart or an astrology chart, and they try to interpret human behavior from looking at that chart. But what I want to go beyond here in today's show is to let you know that you can do so much with astrology because you can interpret a moment. You can interpret an entity like a business or a car or a pet or a trip or a presidential election. Considering the astrological vibration, we also have powerful aspects because Mars is trine Jupiter and Saturn is trine Jupiter and Uranus is all trine Jupiter, which is wonderful for winning. And then if you're wondering what's going on with Venus, well, it's square Neptune. And that's not so good. That's disillusioning and disappointing. But see, it would take, astrology is almost like looking at an x-ray like you were a surgeon and trying to weed out all the ingredients that's going on. That's why it's so much fun. You could sit there and understand the basic elements of a chart by knowing the planets, the sun, the moon, and the rising, those 11 basic factors that are in every chart, including the north and south node. And then memorizing that's the starting point. It could take a whole lifetime to try to analyze any one single chart. So that's why I'm saying maybe a day like March 31st would be a time that, in case you do have a lot of questions that are very important concerning your life and destiny, considering the topic we've discussed today on horary astrology, right? That there is power and magic in the moment, depending on when the question is asked. That might be the day you want to ask for a raise because of the grand trine between Venus, Mars, and the Moon in the Earth signs and all the positive aspects to Jupiter. That might be the day you want to get married. Or actually, see, there's no more moon wobble at that point, March 31st. That would be a wonderful time to propose. See, I would think with the grand trine on Venus and with three Jupiter trines from Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, that if you propose to somebody, gosh, even if they didn't want to marry you, they might say yes. See how it works? Because there's so many positive elements behind the planets for that day. So in a way, you got to be careful. There's a fine line between creating karma and creating dharma. See, karma is when you create a debt or when you create an energy that is owed to you. No matter what it is, if it's a negative vibration, then it's owed to you. If it's a positive vibration, it's a dharma or a deed where you reach out and do something selfless, and that actually improves your aura and promotes soul growth and evolution of the mind and the soul and contact between the conscious mind and the higher self. Dharma is wonderful. But you see, people that understand astrology, if you start using astrology for negative things like Hitler did, so like Adolf Hitler, here's a guy, see like the three wise men, when they used astrology because it prophesied the birth of a human being who would have messianic qualities. In fact, a human being who would eventually rise up and be able to project the messianic mind or the Christ self to all of us as a sample of what Christ consciousness is. So these three wise men, these three astrologers, when they saw this great configuration, which I believe now it was a conjunction of Moon, Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn that happened at sunrise, right before sunrise, actually for quite a while. The Moon didn't come in till towards the end there, but you got to figure that Moon, Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn is going to be quite a light show if they're all grouped together there in one sign. So I figure that these three wise men, they definitely used astrology for the good. And this was powerful because it was their astrological powers and their astrological predictions that led them to the birth of Christ. And this helped substantiate the coming of this messianic being and helped document that these beings knew that it was going to happen before it happened. And a guy like Hitler that would use astrology, and especially horary astrology. I was thinking about Hitler today, and I thought, geez, if that guy just would have got a few critical hugs when he was a baby, or even when he was a dictator, right? Do you ever remember seeing anybody hug Adolf Hitler? It's like even when Eva Braun tried to get close to him, he probably went, probably went berserk and said, no, get away from me. But anyway, if I would have been there, people would say, how could you hug Adolf Hitler? But a few hugs to a guy like that could save millions of lives. You think that sometimes a man becomes so insecure and so hateful and so segregate and so prejudiced and bigotous and all that stuff that maybe a few hugs, a little love, a little affection might act as a medicine to prevent another world dictator from coming around and becoming a lunatic. But here's a man that was into the occult, black magic, metaphysics, and took the aspects of astrology that can be used like anything else on the spiritual and the good side of the fence or on the dark side of the fence to manipulate and to cross over. And thank God his astrologers did not remain loyal to him. And towards the end, when they advised him, he didn't pay attention to him. When he was conquering Europe, he was paying attention to them. And then his ego got too big and he started to say, well, those astrologers aren't doing anything. It's me. I'm the power. I'm the force here. And then they started advising him against doing certain things and he didn't listen. And that's when the tide turned. And that's what happens. See, when you use astrology or anything for a wrong purpose, for a negative vibration, then it turns against you. So that's why horary astrology is so powerful, obviously, because if you ask the right questions at the right time, then you might receive more positive right answers at that time. And that way you can almost end up manipulating people or situations in your life for the better. And the whole purpose of astrology is for spiritual growth and psychic awareness and spiritual awareness to open you up to the intuitive mind where all the sacred astrology knowledge lies. And by being selfless and non-obsessive and non-greedy and non-desirous, and by using astrology to help other people, let's ask questions like, what's happening with world hunger on that day, March 31st? And what about nuclear disarmament on March 31st? Let's ask that question. And let's ask the question like, will we have a worthy spiritual man as president of the United States on March 31st? And let's cast the chart for that day. So you can ask a lot of questions, and the horary effect of that entity effect could have a powerful effect on what the outcome to that question will be. See, a lot of people ask questions at the wrong time, and you get all these strange, wild, bizarre results from these questions being asked. And that's why, I guess, history takes the strange turn it does take. Anyway, I really got out on a limb with this topic today, horary astrology, predictive astrology, and charting the moment or the entity. My name is Farley Malaris, and you're listening to the midweek version, swing day we call it, of Astrological Metaphysical Radio, Phenomenon of the 80s, KFOX Radio 93.5 FM, your talk alternative, of course, every day, Monday through Friday, 12 noon. Make sure we're here for you and you'll be there for us too. And astrology can be fun. This is a bit of an advanced topic and very ambitious for me, this horary entity astrology. But if you want more information, of course, on astrology as a science, you want to learn how to be an astrologer, you should probably pick up the book Astrology for Yourself by Douglas Block. And I've used some of his information in this book to explain horary astrology today. You can get that book at the Bodhi Tree or at the Spectrum or your finer metaphysical bookshops. Astrology for Yourself by Douglas Block, a workbook for personal transformation. And he's a good friend of mine, too, a personal friend of mine. Okay, everybody, we are going wild on KFOX today. Let's go to the phones, and let's not let David wait one day longer. Yo, David the member.
Yo, Farley, how are you?
Happy birthday.
Well, thank you very much. I'd like to personally thank you for all your wonderful topics you've been having lately. They've been just fabulous.
Thank you.
Especially the one today. My question is actually kind of a general question, and looking at my natal chart.
Did you understand the topic today?
Oh, very much so.
Do you know much about horary astrology?
No, it's kind of new to me, so I really enjoyed that.
Okay.
Thanks so much.
Okay, you got it. Now, what's your question, Guy?
It's kind of a general question. I was looking at my natal chart and all the abbreviations. I noticed one that wasn't listed, and that was the PF. And I wondered if you could tell me anything about what that means.
PF?
Yes.
On which chart?
It's on the natal chart.
You're kidding.
No.
You mean we have PF as an abbreviation and it's not listed?
Right.
Isn't that strange?
And mine is, it says PF 22 Aquarius 26.
Oh, but we don't explain to you what it is.
No, you don't.
We're tricky, aren't we?
You sure are.
Well, it's just a little puppy that we like to throw in there, you know. That's the part of fortune.
Uh-huh.
It's like a minor Jupiter.
Okay.
And I don't pay much attention to it myself because I feel that it's more important to understand the rest of your planets, the metaphysical meaning of the part of fortune. If there's one degree in your chart that we would call super dharmic, like I have PF at 17 Capricorn of all things,
huh?
And that would be an area of success that I had mastered in a past life, and that's why I earned my part of fortune there. Where's yours at?
Mine's in the 7th house, and it's 22 degrees Aquarius.
So you must have done something for humanity concerning counseling or relationships at one time then.
Uh-huh.
And that would be your dharmic degree, the part of fortune.
Fabulous.
Thank you.
Thank you. God bless you.
Bye. And God bless you. Sounds like Dr. Peebles. Luana is Aquarius, yeah? Cap rising? Hi.
Hi.
Yo.
How are you today?
Excellent.
Great. I just discovered your channel not too long ago. I was going down the freeway. I live in Thousand Oaks, and I tell you, you just can't hardly get it out here. I have wires all the way across my kitchen getting your channel.
Well, you know, if you can go to Radio Shack, they have some excellent FM directional antennas you can put on your roof. It costs a little money, but from what I hear, we have listeners in Arrowhead and Laguna Beach and Thousand Oaks that pick up the station crystal clear with those antennas.
I'm in my car.
Okay, that's cool.
My question is I have a lot of legal matters coming up here very soon, and I would really
uh-oh.
Like to know what's going on with that and with me. Lots of changes in this past year. I mean, I've changed until I'm not quite sure if I'm inside out right now.
Yeah, well, moon wobbles are very disappointing periods, and this one's going to last for about another 30 days here.
Oh, good, because the legal matter's not happening for a few months.
Good. Fine, because your chart is much improved after, I would say, March the 10th.
Uh-huh.
But still, you're at a point in your life, people born in 1946, you're not alone, because they have this planet called Neptune in Libra, which creates lots of legal problems. It's a competitive planet. It's like an impulse to sue or an impulse to be for someone else to sue you or create legal hassles. I prefer to walk away. It's like someone confronts you and they want to fight with you. You either walk away or you count to 10.
Yeah, that's my normal attitude in this particular situation. It's a probate on my mother's death.
Wow, so this is very important then.
And so this is one I can't walk away from. I normally say, fine, I don't really want to stress myself with that, and if you want to, fine with me.
Does this seem like something that...
I can't do that.
Does this seem like something that might take a couple years to resolve?
Oh, I hope not.
Yeah, well, you appear to have a great settlement coming. So I'm going to give you June and October as months that you could be looking forward to that of this year. Good luck.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Let's go to Annie, a Scorpio Libra rising. Hi.
Hi, Farley. It was a great topic today.
Well, thank you.
In fact, last week you had one on conjunction, and that's kind of why I'm calling. I have five cardinal planets. And
Now, isn't that special?
Well,
we should elect you as a chairman of something.
I wanted a kind of a general stand. I mean, my Mars is like 9 Capricorn, and my Mercury is at 6 Sagittarius, and I have Uranus at 8 Cancer, but it's retrograde.
You remind me of that movie, Runaway Train.
Oh, no.
Do you feel like that sometimes?
Yeah.
You definitely need to count to 10 before you make choices, because this is like an enthusiastic bunny that might get caught by the fox because it runs out in the wanes too quickly here, especially with relationships. Wow.
Uh-huh.
Are you real impulsive with relationships?
Yes.
Yeah, you got to be careful with that, especially now.
Especially now.
Yeah, all these cardinals, see, cardinal planets are the volunteers, the initiators, the ones whose hands go up. Who wants to do this? And right away your hand flies up and you get yourself in hot water before you know it sometimes.
Okay, well, I've had a relationship probably for about 7 months now, so, that's still going on.
That's great. This relationship could last for a long time, and it may be the biggest growth process of your life.
Yeah, because I'm getting very spiritual. In fact, I'm going to see Avery Taurus March 1st.
Good luck. Avery is one of my closest spiritual guides in the universe.
Yes, very nice.
Thank you.
Thank you, Farley.
Bye. Let's go to Uncle Michael, who is June 20th, 57, Taurus rising. Yo, Mike.
My favorite nephew.
Hey, guy.
What's happening?
You were my uncle in 1520.
That's the way to go.
In England.
Hey.
Boy, did you have women all over the place. I hope you took something for that. No. What can we do for you?
I tell you what it is. I've had a lot of different advice on career and job and stuff and towards my musical career. And to do that right now for rehearsal space and different things, I need to get money in, right? So I'm looking for work and looking for work, and everybody loves my energy and blah, 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 and nobody ever calls me.
Well,
job and career.
I'll tell you what the problem is. More than a musician, you should be a promoter, which means that if you really want to do something with this musical end, if there's any chance at all, you should probably rent yourself out a hall and get a couple other bands involved and have them sell tickets, tell them they can't play unless they sell like 50, 60 tickets themselves, and give them like a couple of bucks on each ticket and you keep the rest, and then go ahead and promote it, and then get some people in the know to come and see you in public. See, like, you have Venus in Cancer, guy, so you're all business. And if you don't throw a major business factor into any career, it's going to just sit dead in the water. Are you listening?
Yeah, right here.
So you have Venus and Mars in Cancer and Jupiter in Virgo. So the only way I think you're going to make the big bucks, which you're going to probably make a killing before the year's up, is you got to promote yourself, and that might mean a couple of public appearances that you arrange yourself. Okay?
All right.
Good luck. Okay, let's go over here to Mary on line 7. Aquarius, Gemini, rising. Hello, Mary.
Hi, Farley.
How are you?
Oh, I'm fine.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Can you do me a general spin?
Well, I would think for you, you are given an opportunity with your Venus trine Uranus to make money, be spiritual, create new age friends, and to be more constructive in your life, more stable, and less self-destructive. Are you a sober lady?
Yeah. Right now I'm pregnant. So.
Oh, congratulations. You also have one of the more magical aspects. Jupiter in Pisces, trine Neptune in Scorpio, which if you were a meditator, we're talking visions of God here, like in the burning bush variety. Have you done any meditation?
Yeah, I'm into self-realization right now in Christ consciousness, and it's wonderful. I close my eyes and there's the light.
You got it. You have a wonderful gift there, and I think that you should probably be a high teacher, a magnificent healer, and somebody that could be a wonderful counselor too in the new age. And if you stop worrying about acquisition of power or people or money and start getting into your spiritual lessons and mission, then I think you'll be so happy, because one of your big question marks is, what should I do with my life, Farley? Right? Okay, we'll get on that spiritual path, kid.
Thank you.
See ya.
Bye.
We'll see you real soon. Weekdays on KFOX 93.5 FM at 12 noon. Bye, everybody.